وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about people who are greedy, people who are stingy, and we said that is a problem for the entire world, for the entire society, because people like this, they just end up sucking the life out of this world and out of people. And we have to make sure that we do not fall into this, you know, this notion of greed. Sometimes it makes it easier for me and you to avoid greed and stinginess when we know how bad it is. Because sometimes when I don't know how bad something is, I don't really care about it. But once I know, then I kind of try to prevent it and stay away from it. So I want to look at some of the hadith of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam in this regard, where they try to show us truly what stinginess and greed is in reality. Imam al-Hadi alayhi as-salam, he says, al-bukhlu jilbabu al-maskana. He says, stinginess and greed are the garment of humility. I mean, what else does a person wants? We want to be respected, we want to be loved, then we have to give. If we're greedy, we're in fact what? Being humiliated. Now, one might ask, look at the rich people. They are respected, they are loved, people love them. Look at Fulan, they start to name names who are celebrities. People love them because they are rich. Well, the idea is the kuffar, the non-believers, or even the believers who are going to that side, they're not seeing things in the scale, or at least in the sight of Allah. If they have, then they would have seen what humiliated these people are. Me and you as believers, we have to look at it from Allah's perspective. When we do, then we can see how humiliated they are. They are the people of fire. They are the people of hellfire. They're not the people of respect. But because we've been so much brainwashed, we're seeing things differently. We're seeing it from a worldly perspective, from a shaitanic perspective. Allah says, "Shaytan yuzayyin li awliya'i." For his own people, he beautifies things. So a person who is a millionaire and a billionaire, instead of people hating him, people love him and respect him. But which people? Awliya'u shaytan. Awliya Allah will hate those people. Why? Because they are far away from Allah. They are the food and they are the wood, as the Quran calls it, of hellfire. So why should I love them? So in fact, they are humiliated. They have worn the garment of humiliation in this world and in the hereafter. And then the Imam alayhi salam Allah says, al-bukhlu bil-mawjood su'ud-dhanni bil-ma'bud. When a person becomes stingy in the sense that he does not give what he has, then that is him doubting his Lord. As simple as that. And I think we spoke about that previously, how one doubts his Lord. Now, let us take just a quick short break and then we'll come back and continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge. So we are looking at the hadith that talks about how bad stinginess can be for the person, and greed, and how it can destroy a person's life in this world and in the hereafter. One of the results of greed and stinginess is a dhul, humility. The hadith says, Al-bukhlu yudullu musahiba wa yu'azzu majaniba. It says, greed, it will humiliate those who indulge in it and those who avoid it are the valued ones, the honored ones. So greed, if a person comes, becomes a companion of it, will be humiliated. Those who avoid it becomes honored. When it comes to people as well, they are not loved. The Prophet says, "Bakhilun, al-bakhil ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-nas." He who is stingy, is far away from Allah, far away from people. Qaribun min al-nar. He is close to hellfire. Also, those who are stingy, they have no peace of mind at all. And we know this how? Because the Prophet told us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ رَاحَةٌ الْبَخِيلِ. The one with the least comfort is a stingy person. The least comfort. Why? Because he sleeps and wakes up thinking about his money and how he can make more. He has no peace of mind whatsoever. Their life is just numbers and business. What kind of life is that? You don't even get to enjoy it here, and in the hereafter, a person gets to go to hellfire, God forbid. So what's the point? Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, they will be what? The wood fire in the day of judgment. He says, "Anas, people on day of judgment are of three kinds." And then he says, "Wataqulu lilghani," fire will say to the rich person, Ya man wahabahu Allahu dunyan kathira. O you who Allah has given you plenty of wealth. Wasi'atan faydan wa sa'alahu al-haqir al-yasir qardan fa'aba. And Allah gave you so much than you can think of. And when a person who is humble, who has nothing, asked him, then he refused. Illa bukhlan fatazduruhu. That person who became just more stingy, and then fire will consume him. Now, I'm very sure me and you, we don't want to be humiliated. We don't want to be people of disease. We don't want to be people of hellfire. We don't want to be people who are hated by this by people here. So what else do we have? What is our other option? The other option is for me and you to give, to be generous, to help other people. And sometimes we don't understand that the diseases, the problems that we have, is sometimes it's just because of ourselves, because we fail to give. And we ask, why us? A hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salam, he says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْبُخْلِ. I warn you not to be bakhil. فَإِنَّهَا آهَةٌ La takunu fi hurun wala mu'min. For it is a disease that never happens to a free man or a believer. Inna khilafu al-iman. For it is against belief. So sometimes when we become stingy and greedy, we put ourselves in harm's way. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله